Kirk Saltzman. Kirk, good morning.
Morning.
I appreciate you being with us. All right. There is a story that Pattengill Middle School has had some challenges with an art class due to the fact that they've had substitute teachers in there. From what I understand, the permanent teacher took a leave of absence. If you look online, on Facebook and other resources, there have been accusations of fights and riots. From what I understand, you have had conversations with the students, and there was a meeting held with the parents. Just from your perspective, from your ability to set the record straight from what you see, tell us what happened, what's been happening.
Well, some of the story you have is correct, that you're hearing. Generally speaking, the Facebook information that's out and has been pouring into the thing is not true. There were no fights. One thing comes up, there were a whole lot of suspensions of art students. That's not true. What is true is that we have had a teacher who went on a medical leave, a legitimate leave, and we're in a position where we're not able to hire a permanent teacher until we find out for sure when the teacher is going to return to work. Okay, and so when we do subs, it's an automated system, and sometimes we can lock into the subs for weeks at a time, and then sometimes we can't. You get a different one every day. So when you get a different substitute teacher every day, it's not all on their back. You know, it goes on students, too, that the sub gets in the room, and they don't know the kids. They don't know the seating chart. We give them a lot of this information, but it's difficult. You know, they'll have six periods in that day. And so there's been disturbances in the class by a minority of the students, but it makes it not a great place to be, as one parent told me. The kid loves art class, the student does, and they're just miserable because there's a few in there disrupting, and it's hard to hold any consistency in that classroom.
Has there been any challenges with fights or with violence?
In that room?
Yes.
No fights or violence in the room, other than you might call it violence, but for example, students, some minority, that's the wrong word, not minority students, it's the minority of the students in the classes, small percentage, about 3% or less, they'll throw pencils around. A lot of it is middle school age kids, do some things. It's a tough time growing up, and you know, we've had some pencil throwing in, some destruction of some art supplies in that room. And but in terms of fights, bullying, those kinds of things, we've not experienced that at all.
You felt that it was necessary that you meet with the art students in those classes, and also that you meet with the parents. Why did you feel the need to do that, and tell us about those meetings?
Well, the student meeting that I had, I had a call from a substitute teacher to come down to the room, and the kids, some of the kids in there were not doing what they were supposed to be doing, needless to say. And I went to leave, and we had a 911 call out of the art teacher's office, which, you know, that's a big no-no. And so I said, you know, I talked to some parents, some kids stopped me in the hallways and told me, you know, that it was really not good in that art room. So I called all the students, all the art kids, all together in the cafeteria, and had a discussion with them just about how we were a school community. We all had responsibility to make it a good place to be so that they could go to their classes and enjoy what they were doing there, because lots of kids love to be in art. And so we went through that whole process like that, and I told them that I would be sending a letter home with them by the end of the day. And this was late in the day when we did it, and that I'd be requesting their parents come to a parent meeting, because a good way to do it is to let the parents talk to their own child and, talk to them about what's going on in the class and maybe who is disrupting the class, because lots of students, you know, particularly at this age, they don't want to tell on other kids that are doing some of the things in there that they shouldn't be doing, because there's fear of bullying and other kinds of things that happen when you start, as the kids call it, snitching. And so, I did that, and I had a good parent meeting. And I was looking for some volunteers that might come in. Like, if you had a child in the art class, you'd come into the class and sit and you know, be a volunteer helper in the classroom. Well, that'll help us get more adults in the room. And it turns out that we got some people, some parents that are going to do that. And part of that parent meeting was just general awareness and telling what's going on, because there was a lot of misinformation that went out in the in their Facebook.
You believe that some folks maliciously put inaccurate information on that, on those Facebook postings?
No question. No question in my mind.
Why would they do that?
I don't know. I don't know what. You know, it's kind of like this. When I was talking to the parents, I said, you ever play the game when you have friends and family over where I'll tell you a story, then you pass the story down? By the time it gets to the 10th person, it's not the same story?
Right.
Well, that's kind of went on. That's kind of what went on with this, I think. And so by the time it gets to the 10th story and it gets home and it gets on that Facebook, it doesn't have any relationship to what went on.
Well, Principal Stutzman, when I heard about this, I guess I was a little taken aback, because I reflected back when I was in school, and I thought art class, PE class, those are fun. And when you get a sub, usually the workload's a little bit less. Yes, you have busy work to do, but it's a pretty low-key thing, almost kind of a fun deal. But apparently that hasn't been the case in the art class with a minority of the students that you mentioned.
Yeah. That's correct. And, you know, when you take, you know, gym class, art classes, drama, you get into those types of classroom management things, they're some of the hardest, because, you know, it's looser. Like in gym, kids are running around, they're playing basketball, learning how to play volleyball. Our group is doing ping pong down here. Mm-hmm. You have to wait your turn. In art class, you get up, you're getting supplies, you're moving around.
I got about 30 seconds left. Okay. So has the problem been solved?
Yes, actually, the parent meeting I thought went very well yesterday, and I had some good parent suggestions, and one in particular really popped up, and I don't know why I didn't think of it. Actually, when we do when the teacher or the sub comes in, or any teacher, and we're actually going to do this in every classroom, because the bigger you get, the harder it is to keep track, right? Knowing every one of your students. By now, most everybody does, but a sub wouldn't. Bottom line is, we're going to take the class list with the child's name and put their picture next to it. So when a sub comes in, he can put, when I do attendance and they call Kirk Salzman and I say I'm here, I'm the right one.
All right. I got to get to a hard break. Principal Salzman, thanks so much for your time.
Okay, you're welcome.